Today, we're going to talk community theater, and we are joined by Michelle Jacobson. Good to have you here, Michelle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And we'll have joining us shortly, maybe Pam. Pam will come along here. So we'll have that going on. All right. Some of the things, basically, community theater. We are kind of in between seasons, but this is basically what I call the youth season.
Yes.
The summer season is basically focused on youth. So you've been doing this, I think you told us last time, what, third year, fourth year?
Something like that, three or four.
You were involved maybe a little bit earlier, too, with some other things associated. But pretty much what you've done is you've put together a program that does allow them to do a production.
Yep.
And in this case, this year, we found out we're going to have a second one.
Yes, we're doing two productions this year.
And then we basically have a summer camp or a club, you call
it. Yeah, we call them clubs. Yep.
So let's start out the production. The one that's coming up is going to be this month. You already have a cast for it. And this, what, 3 months ago, 4 months ago is when you auditioned?
Yeah, we cast it like 2 months ago. So that kids had time to start learning their lines ahead of the camp, since the camp's just 2 weeks. Gives them a little memorization time period.
Okay, so we're doing Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. That's right, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and that's the 21st and 22nd is when we have performances on that Friday, Saturday. But so, yeah, the young people will come to the theater starting next week, and they'll be there all day, every day, Monday through Friday, 2 weeks in a row, and we'll learn the show, and we'll have rehearsals, and they're going to be painting lots of sets and creating set pieces. And
they're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of guide them along.
Yeah, well, right. There's directing involved, but it's a lot of it's on them. So we right now are working on building the structure of the set, like the big, pieces that need all the screws and things like that are going to be set up. And then when the kids come, I have kind of an outline of what needs to happen with different parts of the set, but it'll really be a lot of their own choices about what it ends up looking like.
Now, a lot of these, have they been through like theater club in the past, or have done theater one way or another, or are some of them absolutely totally new to this?
We have a mix. So we have some kids who've been in our main stage shows. We have some kids who have been involved in the summer shows before. We have other kids who haven't been involved with BCT, but they've maybe done things at their schools. And then we have a few kids that this is one of their first experiences with theater. So we kind of have this wide range, which is nice, because then the more veteran kids can kind of help the the newer kids know what to do and kind of be leaders. So
just like you do in school.
Right. Exactly. It's nice to have people who have some experience other than the adults involved.
Sure.
Right. Kids learn well from other kids. So.
Okay, so this one, we know that you had a lot of young people that tried out for it.
We did. We had a huge interest. Unfortunately, we could only cast 20 people for this show, and we had
a pretty sizable group.
It is a pretty sizable group. 20. So we're really excited for those 20. They're going to be really fantastic, and we're going to have a lot of fun and hopefully learn a lot about theater. But then because we had so many interested, we thought, oh, we can't leave out these other kids. We need to find something for them to do, too.
Sure.
And so we decided to do a second production in July. Homie Simmons, who's kind of my partner in all things youth, and I, we sat down and we're like, okay, we've got to pick something that will be fun and engaging as a second opportunity for people.
And keep it open for more participation.
Yes, we wanted to find something that didn't have a 20-person limit. So, I mean, I don't really want to work with 50 kids at a time, but if we have to, if we get 50 kids, we'll be able to take them all, which is really exciting.
And if we got that many, I'm pretty sure you'd have a few people that might step up to help out a little bit.
Oh, we would definitely need a lot more adult help if we ended up with that many. But that is
coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Charlie Chocolate Factory. So performances actually coming up here as I look at the calendar, what, 21st?
The 21st and 22nd. So the 21st is an evening show at 7, and then the 22nd is a matinee at 2.
Okay. I'm guessing a lot of parents, family, things like that will be showing up for this.
Yes.
But what about general public? Are they welcome to come?
Everybody's welcome. We aren't doing any pre-selling of tickets. It'll all be at the door.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll open the doors like 30 minutes ahead of time so people can come in. And we're just doing a suggested ticket price. So it'll be a little bit different than our regular season shows. So,
Yeah, it helps defray some of the expense of doing this, because you do have some cost associated with it. And I know that there's a fee for students to participate.
Yeah, so there is a small fee for the kids. And then also, we were really fortunate this year. We received a sponsorship from Janae & Co. Photography.
Sure.
So we're really excited about that. And then we also received some funding from Force in Boone. So that's been nice, too, to just know that we have some funds going towards these youth programs. So it's really great to have community support.
Well, if you got to keep building sets, you can only recycle so much.
Yes.
So how are we setting up? Because for those that haven't been into the new location, 7-Eleven, it gives you a big space to work with.
Yes.
How are you setting up for this one? Are we going to do our typical...
I don't know if nothing's really typical, but
you've got some flexibility.
We do. We have a lot of flexibility, which is one of the things we really love about this new space that we have. So for this show, for Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, we're going to be facing, the audience will be facing north, if that's helpful to think about. So if you came to see the Swan Princess last December, it'll be facing the same direction as the Swan Princess.
Kind of like Gilligan, too.
Gilligan kind of did a thrust.
Yeah.
And so this won't be a thrust. It will just be like a traditional.
So we'll have people back along that south wall and they'll be looking to the north.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big wide open space.
It is nice. Yeah. And we've kind of, the way we've set up the stage, we've kind of condensed it into just here's the area where the actual stage is, which is something that's really fun about the space, is getting to say like, well, this is where the stage is this time. And no, we don't want to use that area. Or yes, we do want to use that area. So that's exciting.
That's when you start talking to them about blocking, things like this. Imagine this. Here's your stage.
Yes, exactly. And we'll have those stadium seating for the audience. Sure. So that will be set up during our rehearsals so that the young people can get used to what it looks like when they're there. So that's really great, too. Before we had this space and we were on the road traveling different places, sometimes it was like, well, we're going to rehearse in this space for this amount of time. And then we maybe get 2 weeks at our actual location. Yeah. So it's really great, especially for kids who are new to theater, to be able to rehearse in the space they're going to perform in, because you don't think about it feeling different and seeming different until you're there, and then you're like, oh, I feel like everything's weird and it all just feels wonky. So we eliminate that by getting feels wonky.
She said wonky.
I did.
All right, kind of with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I'm in a little wonky mood lately. So
all right, now we do have the second production is coming up. So now you are going to cast this, or how's this going to work? What's the time frame for that? Because the performance will be in July.
Yes, and so it'll all happen in July. So we are not going to cast ahead of time. People will sign up, and then that first morning we'll come in and we'll do some read-throughs and we'll assign parts right there in that moment. So it'll kind of feel a little bit more on the fly. So they won't have the buffer of time to work on memorization. So that'll be a challenge. But it'll just give a flexibility for people as they're figuring out their summer schedules to just be able to sign up and then show up that day, and we'll get it worked out. And the script that we chose has some flexibility in parts too. So if we don't end up with 50 kids, there can be some part doubling that we can figure out as we work through it too. But if we do have 50 kids, then there's a part for everybody. Sure. So it's a really flexible cast.
Okay, so the production is?
It's called Epic Fail. Which I really love. Yes, I'm really excited. The publishing company sent me a free promotional t-shirt. And so it says Boone Community Theater on it. And then it has the show title Epic Fail. So it says Boone Community Theater, Epic Fail. And I just think it's really funny.
Okay. There we go. Promotional t-shirt. But only one. There's only one.
Just the one. But I can wear it around and people can laugh.
There we go.
It's a talking point.
And then you get them started talking about it.
Exactly.
So performances for that in July.
Yeah. So those will be the 26th and 27th. Okay. So same thing. We'll do a 7 p.m. on the Friday and a 2 p.m. on the Saturday. Okay. So we get an evening and a matinee.
This one should be a little more, again, because like you said, not a lot of memorization time.
Yeah.
But you never know. Some of these kids are pretty good.
Oh, they always amaze me. I'm always amazed with what kids can do.
So, in between, we are going to be starting the clubs, what you call clubs, club nights. Mm-hmm. And again, I call this more like summer school for theater.
A little bit, yeah. It's just in like little snippets. It's like a little class.
Each a different topic each week as you go through this, and you have different people that come in and help do the presentation.
Yeah, that's right. So very rarely am I the person who's doing the actual leading. Other people who are involved in the theater and have a certain area of expertise come in, and they teach on the skill, and the kids get to practice doing them. So somebody this time around is going to be doing stage makeup. Mm-hmm. So we'll bust all the makeup, and she'll show them kind of what to do, because you need makeup on stage is different than makeup in real life. So it's kind of an interesting skill to learn. And someone else will come in and lead kids in theater games. Everybody loves theater games. They're so fun. So somebody will be coming in to do that. And we have some other things lined up as well.
Sure.
So it's a nice variety of different theater aspects. I think that sometimes people think like, oh, I'm either on stage or I'm not involved. And there's so much that happens behind the scenes, which we've talked about before.
Sure.
You know, all
lighting,
the tech
sound,
work.
Things like that. These are all important parts to putting on a production.
And so it kind of gives young people an opportunity to see like, oh, I don't have to be the star of the show all the time. I can do this other thing. And it's just as important. Mm-hmm. But it's a completely different skill set.
So one thing I was wondering, because I know you've done these a couple of years now, but those that have taken it before are welcome to take it again. They just refresher, but they may be a little more advanced and may ask more advanced questions.
Oh, for sure. Yep. And because we have different people presenting, it's never the same. So I think we did have somebody do stage makeup a couple years ago, but it was a different person. So they're going to have a different perspective than the person who's leading it this time. And so I think it's great to see like, oh, well, last time I learned this, but maybe I can also do it this way. So that's really good. And like what you said about asking more advanced questions, I think that's great because we want the kids who are new to have their first experience and to have it be really positive. And we want those kids who've been doing it for a while to continue to learn and grow, because it's not something that you're ever done.
You're always learning new things.
Yeah. Even if you're an expert in your field, you still have room to learn and grow. And so I think that that's important for young people to see like, oh, last time we did this and it was a similar type of skill, but now I'm learning, you know, what to do on top of it, or a little bit different perspective. So
it's like, to pick a performance you did, Miracle Worker.
Yeah.
Things that you did for that, preparing for that. Now, when you look back at it and you go, oh, I think I could have done this and done it. I mean, you know, you learn from it.
Oh, for sure. Yes. I think if I ever played the same role twice, I would not be the same. You know, I would do it a little bit differently. And I think that even happens when you're in a performance. You know, opening night sometimes is a little bit different than the close, because you've adapted to the audience response, and you've adapted to the other actors a little bit differently. So it's always a kind of an evolving thing.
Yeah. So it's all part of community theater.
Yeah.
So let's talk the clubs now. When they start and they are done individually, you can sign up for all of them or pick and choose.
That's right. Yeah.
Whatever fits your schedule,
that's
folks.
That's exactly right. So the first one is on the 24th of June. So they're all Monday nights at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8. And like you said, you can come and pay for the whole summer, and if you pay for the whole summer, you get a little discount. Or you can come to the ones that work for you. So I know my family goes on a few little trips throughout the summer, and so we won't be able to be at all of them. So instead of my kids, you know, paying for the whole summer, they're just going to do the ones that work for them and work in their schedule. And my oldest son, he's also kind of choosy about which things he wants to come to.
Sure.
So he'll say, well, I'm not really interested in that one, but I'm really interested in stage combat. Mm-hmm. So he'll come to that one. So you can kind of pick the ones that fit your interests.
All right. So
yeah, it's really great.
Join now by Pam Webster. Good to be.
Good morning, Pam.
You can pull the microphone over a little closer to you there, so everybody will hear. Catch your breath, Pam. Anyway, thanks for coming in and joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
We have other things going on. Michelle's kind of covered everything on the youth side of it.
Yes.
Oh, and we'll remind them all how to get in contact and get signed up for everything here. But since Pam's here,
we have our monthly game night on Friday night. That would be the 7th.
Yep.
Starting at 7 p.m. Bring your own games. Or the last month we had a donation of some board games. So there's some available to play. People usually will bring some of their favorites in anyway. And have had really good attendance to that. So come on down and enjoy the fun. And then on the 14th, on the 14th, we have open mic night. As we've had many, many times in the past. So come on down with a prepared performance, or just come to listen to some really fun performances. Give yourself a chance to dip your toes into getting up on stage and being in front of people, and you know, maybe maybe you'll be enticed to be in one of our shows someday too. So, or you know,
you guys have found people that have come in and done some, and you know, maybe they have come in and done a couple of productions. Some may still be involved, some may not. But I mean, that's what community theater is.
Yeah, and sometimes it just takes a little bit of getting used to getting up in front of people, because it's not always an easy task to do, especially for, you know, if you're not comfortable with it.
Especially if you didn't go through the youth theater thing.
Which is the youth stuff is a great way to get started being comfortable in front of audiences, period.
Yeah.
Whether it's theatrical or otherwise. So it's, you know, a great start for kids to do that stuff.
Community theater, by the way, did pick up a bunch of during the recent second summer kickoff for Shops on Story. You did a lot of stuff down here at the green space, Brandon Lane in the middle of the
thing. Yes.
Now, I mean, there was, you did a lot of, you had a lot of different people doing things there too.
That's the same kind of thing that you could do at an open mic. Mm-hmm. We welcome all kinds of performances, not just singing. You could do a scene, you could do a sketch, you could do an improv, you could read poetry. We've had people read poetry. We've had people do little bits of comedy acts, you know, just whatever, and all ages, family fun.
If you used to do like readings for debate, people were in speech, doing that in school, if you would like to come back and try some of the things you did back then.
Yes, like storytelling. Those speech categories are also fun, and you don't get to do a lot of that as you get older unless you're involved in things like this. So the open mic night's a great opportunity to dust some of those old skills off.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that is on the 14th, starting at 7 p.m. There is a $5 admission fee at the door, and that $5 goes towards some of our capital improvements that we've been doing. Somebody's been painting the lobby.
Yeah. Sure.
Got all, I mean, it's a big building, and there's a lot of different things you guys want to keep doing on it.
There are. We are just beginning to get some of the improvements done that we have in store for that space. And if you haven't been in the building, the lobby itself is looking a lot different. There actually is a lobby there now. Yes. And it's starting to look pretty spiffy, but we're not done yet with that yet. So we still do need some funds and some hands. Many hands make light work. There's always opportunities for that. Every Saturday morning we have a Saturday morning tech, which means people can come in and help. We're still sorting through things after our move.
Yeah.
We're still cleaning things up and reorganizing, and there's always stuff like that to do. If you're interested, come on down on Saturday mornings and help.
In the past, we have had either businesses or different, maybe a contractor or somebody, offer some service or, again, help sponsor some portion of an improvement to be down there. You guys would love that. If they just want to make contact, all they got to do is contact Community Theater.
Yeah. Yes, through our Facebook page, through the website. Was it www.boonecommunitytheater.org?
Yep.
So
just type it in, it'll show up. Make sure it's Boone, Iowa.
Okay. And Boone, Iowa.
Yes.
Yes, Boone, Iowa. There is a Boone, North Carolina also, but also that it's the Community Theater, not the Boone Theater.
Yeah.
We are two theater entities, but two different types of theater entities.
Okay. So again, a lot of work still going on. I did want to go back and ask you, because the final production you guys did, Don Quixote de la Center.
Yes.
You guys, it was great.
We
had such a good time with it.
We
did.
Public
reaction was very good.
We had amazing crowds. It was a thrill to be sitting in the audience and just even not even audibly hear, but just feel people's reactions to the story as it unfolded was just amazing. And that is one of the things I love about theater, is that everybody, the audiences, were very engaged and very drawn in by the whole story.
It was. And did you pass the word along to the author?
Yes. We have, and we had a very nice review written up that we've passed along to him as well. That as he does his promotions for it, which he does have a couple more scheduled now, so he can use.
You were kind of the beta test here in the Midwest, weren't you?
We were the Midwest premiere. Yeah. Yeah. But if you go to his page, his website on the. For that production, there's photos from us now.
So exciting!
Yes,
it was a very good production.
I'm glad
I just
you enjoyed it.
So, and we know that so far you guys are kind of holding next season close yes. to close because you are planning a kind of an event.
We are planning a big open house in August. The season will be announced there. We're still securing rights to one or two of the productions that we have in store. So it's going to be an exciting season next year. And that, when was the open house again? August
8th.
August 8th.
Okay.
That is a Thursday night during the farmer's market.
Farmer's market, yep.
And so come on down, and if you're around for farmer's market, even just peek in the door and say hello or stick around for a while. We've got a lot of things planned out, some performances, some just informational stuff of different ways you can get involved in the theater. And you don't have to know anything about theater to get involved with theater. Just have an interest. So stop on in and see us and talk to us, and you know we'll get to know each other.
See what you might be interested in.
Right.
Game nights or open mic nights.
And we can't forget there is a trivia night set up in July.
Oh, yes. July 19th.
Somebody is over here is preparing a fun evening of trivia, and it's not necessarily all theatrical trivia, so you don't have to know everything about theater to come down and join.
There'll be a variety.
Yeah, a wide variety, and I hear that there might even be some prize baskets.
Cool.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, not might. There will be.
There will be some prizes.
There will be some. All right, Michelle, again, the activity coming up for you. First of all, we want people to, for young people that want to participate in the theater clubs.
Yes.
Okay. How do they get signed up? What's the best way to do that?
With the clubs, you don't have to sign up. You just show up that first night, the 24th, at 6:30, and just show up, and we'll sign you up when you walk in. If you need more information, you can always go to our Facebook page or our website. There's easy ways to contact us if you have questions on there. That you just click the Facebook page and somebody will get back to you, usually within about 15 minutes. So,
okay.
And there is a separate Facebook page for the children's theater things.
Yes. Yeah, it's a group. It's a little bit different, so you could join the group.
Youth Boone Community Theater Youth, I think, or something like that. The other one will be the Epic Failure.
Yes.
Okay, so then we're looking in July to get people involved.
And
with
to
that.
Sign up for that, there's a link on our website. So if you go to our website, there's a little drop-down menu where you can click on Youth, and it will tell you everything you need to know to sign up. And again, there's contact information. People can contact me or just email right to the theater email, and I'll get it and let you know.
All right. I'm looking at my June calendar here. The 7th, game night.
Correct.
14th, open mic.
Yep.
21st, 22nd, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right.
And once again, donation at the door, I'll call it that, or free will.
But there's a suggested ticket price, and then you can choose what fits your needs.
There we go. And help support the youth activity at Boone Community Theater.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for making your...
Yes, thank you.
Anyway.
Better late than never.
Once again, Boone Community Theater, you can check them out online at boonecommunitytheater.org or any of the appropriate Facebook pages. Thanks for coming in.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Jim.